blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high intensity workouts, including pre and post surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views. Actions and reactions. Your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. And a good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps here with you on this second day in terms of rounds of the NCAA tournament. Second round action today. And Tim Miller in studio with me, along with Dylan Sherwood, Dan Courtright in the penalty box. And, you know, this is my favorite sporting event of the year. Has been for a number of years. I wouldn't say that I follow this as much as I used to. I definitely don't think that it's because, you know, they hear a lot of guys like, well, college sports are just semi-pro now, and, you know, they get old and crotchety, and you know, they get upset because things change. I don't feel like that's the reason I'm not following it as much. Maybe I'm wrong. I just find that it doesn't grasp my attention as much as it used to, but I still think it's my favorite sporting event of the entire year.
Well, what I tell people is, you know, you can have maybe a Super Bowl that's lopsided sometimes. You may have a World Series that goes 4-0 or 4-1. NBA Finals kind of the same way. But it seems like that the NCAA tournament never disappoints.
It's almost always good games.
You see upsets every single year. You know, we've obviously seen them already this year with the likes of Kentucky and Auburn and teams like that being booted out of the tournament after round one. To me, it is the best sporting event of the year. And I'm sure there, again, you have people who think the Super Bowl is or the World Series is, but I don't think anything beats the NCAA tournament.
Where does it rank for you, Dylan?
It ranks up there. It really does. It's something that I look forward to every year, and, you know, filling out a bracket, you know, as the tournament progresses. It's always been a yearly tradition for me, you know, printing out the bracket and just filling it out every.
I think they said on Yahoo there's already no perfect brackets.
Yeah.
So it's already the perfect graphic challenge.
Yep.
Already done.
Yeah.
It's all, well, already over with.
I will say this. I filled out a women's bracket, and I think only missed one game yesterday.
Still not a perfect bracket, Dylan.
Yeah, but yeah. I know it's
still not a perfect bracket.
I blame Middle Tennessee State.
Sure, yeah.
For that one.
That is fair. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking with Randy Wells, the Emporia High track and field coach, who is now in the middle of his last year as the longtime coach of the Spartans track and field team. I'll also have an interview with Denny Matthews, the voice of the Royals, coming up here on the show today to preview Kansas City Royals baseball. Dylan, do we got Main Street Athletes of the Week?
We come back with next that next week.
So Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. We'll have one for Emporia High, one for the area athlete. I thought that, you know, they started this week, so
they
I thought
did,
maybe. But that's okay. We can delay. If you've got an athlete that had a great performance during next week, or you know what? I'm going to give Dylan, and I didn't even ask him for permission, I will give him permission to include this week's performances for next week's award. Yeah, so if it's somebody that had a performance this week or next week, you can give us a call here at the station, 620-342-1400, 342-1400, or you can email Dylan, get a hold of him, SherwoodD at KVOE.com, SherwoodD at KVOE.com. So before we get to Randy Wells here in about 5 minutes or so, boy, KU didn't exactly, you up by 22, you thought, man, what a great job they have done absorbing the loss of Kevin McCuller and figuring out a way to win. And then the last 8 minutes or so happened. And,
they showed you they can also figure out how to lose.
They about did, Tim.
Yeah, they did.
And it was a situation. You know, people are all focused on the last call, which, you know, looks clean. I get it. Now, in real time, that's one of the calls that you certainly understand why it looked bad and looked like it was a foul. But, yeah, they missed it 100%. And as a KU fan, I've said on social media, I'm way less concerned about that. That's something that the non-Blue Blood fans will focus on. Of, see, that's why they're so good, is because they got that one call. Yep. And, you know, they didn't worry about the Samford traveling call that they missed. I'm a lot more concerned about what happened to the other 21 points in the 22-point lead. Where did they go?
You know, man. Of course, you know,
Samford made shots.
Samford made shots. You and I talked about it. A lot of them were decently guarded. I wouldn't say greatly guarded in some instances, but yeah, they got hot. Give them credit. I mean, you know, they play a certain style and they don't deviate no matter what the score is.
No,
you know, whether they're up or whether they're down 22, they will play the same way. They pressure all the time. They rely heavily on the three, and the 3-point shot got them back into the game. I think Kansas certainly did. You know, I'm sure they got stressed, as most of the upper seeds do when you get a tight game. But to be as positive as one can be if you're on the KU side, bottom line is they did not 100% wilt and they won the game. And what is the what's the main thing to do in this tournament?
Survive
and advance. And that's exactly what they did. Now, they're going to have to play, obviously, much better.
I would think so.
For a full 40 minutes today against Gonzaga to win the game.
And we'll have that game for you on KVOE. And not only that, Dylan, but as you mentioned in your sports report this morning, Kansas State, pretty impressive victory over Portland in the first round of the women's tournament yesterday in Manhattan.
Yeah, and I was listening to, you know, I found some clips and I heard Gabby Gregory was really good and reading some articles from that game yesterday. And they had a pretty good crowd there, too. I believe over 9,000.
I think it was 9,500 or something like that.
Yeah,
the place was about 12.
For a 3:30 game on a Friday afternoon.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's turning out. And, I mean, I think K-State's going to get a really good crowd tomorrow when they face Colorado. I haven't seen the game time yet for that, but and then of course the KU women play today
against Michigan. Yeah, so and that'll be a tough test. That's out in Los Angeles at USC, and so the KU women, of course, last year just barely not making it, kind of a surprise they didn't make it, and they ended up winning the whole WNIT, the last WNIT as it turned out. And so, yeah, both teams in action. So, yeah, I certainly anticipate that the Wildcats will be coming out to support their women's team on Sunday for sure.
Well, what a great deal for Brandon Schneider.
Yeah.
You know, certainly through his first, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, however long it was, I mean,
it didn't look good.
It did not look good for him.
And I know boosters in that program, couple of them were my next door neighbors. They were telling me, you know, this is way before I was getting the Emporia State job. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think Brandon's going to make it after this year. And then he puts together that run, gets the contract, and then, you know, backs up the success and does it again. And so, so happy for him. Fantastic for, you know, my alma mater. I mean, yep. I'm happy for that. And I'm happy for, you know, hey, Coach O's told me a whole bunch about how successful the Kansas State women's program was, and it's great for them. I mean, Ioka Lee and Gabby Gregory and Serena Sundell, they got great players.
Yep.
They've got great players, too. So it's a great time for women's basketball in the state of Kansas. A couple other things here. We've got a couple of thank yous. First, to St. Mark's Lutheran Church, who fed us earlier this week. They've got their senior lunches first and third Wednesday of the month, $5. Call the church, tell them you're coming, and they'll take care of you. This morning, the Kiwanis Club took care of us, and their pancake feed is today. What time is that, Dylan?
It's going on now until 1 o'clock.
And where is it?
It's at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
Okay. And if you do have a ticket, then you know we're not giving you any information. You already know where it is.
Yep.
But if you don't have a ticket, they'll still sell you pancakes and sausage. Fantastic, by the way. And it's $10 today.
$10 at the door. Children 5 and under eat free.
Oh, wow. Okay, so thank you, Kiwanis Club and St. Mark's Lutheran, for taking care of us today. We'll always pluck people that take care of us with food.
I don't I don't think we're going to starve to death.
No, here. I don't think so either. Yeah. Did you guys see this report? This, and you see all of these different things in terms of conference realignment and how things are going to change, and some of them will come. It's weird because so much of the original reporting that was really good on the initial wave of conference realignment, it was coming from a blog in Texas. I think I don't remember what the guy's name was. I used to. But in 2008, he was the one that was on the pulse of, hey, this is what's happening. It was just this little Longhorn blog. And but he had all the right information. He looked back, and he had it. And now you look at some of this other stuff from Sports Illustrated. As the Big 12 is projected to be adding maybe as many as four schools, as they're reporting that Florida State, Clemson, of course, this is public knowledge, they're suing the conference in hopes of leaving, and they are predicting that the Big 12 may be adding as many as four targets, as the Big Ten will be swooping in to get some of those schools as well, possibly North Carolina, the biggest target for the Big Ten, according to this article. They may be courted by the SEC as well, and also Miami is under consideration. I think Clemson is kind of thinking SEC, but the Big 12 is viewed as Miami's number two option. I think they would prefer to go to the Big Ten just because of more money, not because sure. they fit at all, because I don't think they do.
I don't think fit matters.
No, it's mattering less and less every year, yeah. But that Miami and the other school that really got connected was North Carolina State to the Big 12, which would give you a little bit of an eastern swing. You're already in Florida, and you've already got West Virginia there. It's already an East Coast league, I guess, stretching to the mountain time zone. But, Miami, it is hard for me to reconcile with a world where the Big 12 has Miami, North Carolina, Utah, and Arizona State, and the Pac-12 doesn't exist. That's just wild.
Yeah, it is really wild. And I'm old school. I know, but I just hate. And I know it's all about money.
Oh, 100% about money.
I get all of that, but man, I just hate to see what's happening to these conferences.
Oh, I agree.
And traditions are being just thrown by the wayside. It's just unfortunate to me, and it's just not the. These rivalries are being uprooted in a lot of cases. It's just, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of it.
Me neither. I don't like it, but we're going to have,
but it is what it is. So.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely shows no signs of slowing down.
No,
that's for sure.
No.
So, well, let's take our time out here. We've got Randy Wells coming up. He is the head track and field coach for Emporia High, and Dylan, they were in action earlier this week to open up their season against Topeka, at Topeka West.
Yeah. They were at Hummer, Sports Park, They had some good performances. Their girls got second, boys were third.
Very good.
Had a couple of first place finishes. A freshman in Madison Evans won the 3200, and then Harley Smith won the 400 meter dash, and then Blake Spellman won the 400 on the boys' side. So some good athletes with some great performances. A lot of top three finishes. It took me a little while to go through Coach Wells' results on Thursday night trying to pay attention to KU.
Sure. Well, it's a good start to the season, and we'll document that with Randy Wells. He's coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. And the fun is here right now. It's Chevy truck season, and that means you get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ 4x4 when you trade in an eligible Chevy model. Or get a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom as low as $45,745 with eligible trade-in. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw that you make up to $500. Remember, let our service professionals keep your vehicles running in top condition with our spring service specials. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event is right here, right now, at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, taxes and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. It's the best time of the year for college basketball, and while the men's and women's D1 tournaments have just gotten underway, the D3 champions were crowned this week. On the women's side, congratulations to New York University, who beat Smith College 51-41 in the title game. The win capped off an undefeated season for the Violets and gave the program their first championship since 1997. They're led by head coach Meg Barber, who was an alum of NYU herself.
My dad helped get me to NYU, and he's not with us anymore, but I thought a lot about him on this run because he made sure that if NYU was an option for me, that he would make it happen. And it's one of the most special places, I think, that you could possibly coach at.
On the men's side, congratulations to Trine University from Indiana, who took home their first D3 championship in program history. The Thunder defeated Hamden Sydney 69-61 in the title game. Back-to-back for the Razorbacks, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility in terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Arkansas Razorbacks, who won their second straight D1 Women's Indoor Track and Field Championship. Arkansas was led by Rachel Glenn and Amber Anning, who won individual titles in the high jump and 400 meters, respectively. The Razorbacks team total of 55 gave them a narrow victory over the Florida Gators. They finished in second place with 50 points. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Our Emporia High guest this week is Randy Wells. In his last season, going to retire after this year as the track and field coach of Emporia High Spartan Track and Field. And they got their season started earlier this week with a trip up to Topeka, Hummer Sports Park, and some good performances at the meet hosted by Topeka West. Coach Wells, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, good morning to all you guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing okay. Really appreciate it. Well, before we get started here on breaking down this season, can you just give us an idea of last year, kind of your recap of the 2023 Spartan year?
The 2023 year, we were pretty young. We were worried about depth, developing some different event spots, moving some people around, trying to get some kids developed physically. So that was a big step last year.
Well, this year, obviously, you bring back the nucleus that you had, and now you've actually got to see them. Normally, when we have the coach on for the first time, we're trying to preview the year a little bit. You've already actually gotten to see your kids in action. So week one up at Topeka, what were your thoughts on what you saw?
Oh, we were extremely pleased as a staff. What we were going into that meet wanting to see was how kids were going to manage themselves. Were they going to get in the right place? Were they going to take care of themselves during the meet? And if they were going to compete, and I think we met all those goals. So we feel pretty good about that first meet.
Coach, some standout performances that stood out to me when I saw your results, especially on the girls' side, Madison Evans, a freshman, winning the 2-mile. Harley Smith, who's a sophomore, wins the 400. Paige Newland, she had two runner-up finishes in the long jump and the triple jump was part of the 4x100. And then Blake Spellman in the 400. And then Dagan True, with a couple of second-place finishes. But any one of those kids kind of stand out to you as well?
Well, to tell you the truth, all of them. I was really, like I told Madison, I was really impressed with her effort during the meet. So she really stood out. Blake is a definite team leader for us. All those kids that you mentioned, Harley, Dagan, they're all great kids. Paige, They're just super kids. We feel really good right now with the type of kids we have and the effort that they're displaying and the enthusiasm for track and field. We're pretty fortunate right now. So we feel pretty good about all of the kids that we have. Right now we have about, last count I had, there were about 124 kids. We would like to see that number grow, obviously, to about 140. Because then we can really develop some depth and develop some chemistry over the years and keep things rolling. But we feel pretty good about the type of kids we were just talking about the other day as staff. You know, we like their attitude. We like some of the leadership that we have. We're seeing kids help each other, encourage each other. We see them be good teammates. And those are things that we're looking at.
We're joined by Randy Wells on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio Line. He's the head track and field coach for Emporia High here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. You've mentioned that good attitude that the kids have. Is there a common element amongst the kids that have a good attitude versus the ones that, I don't want to say that they don't have a good attitude, but maybe the ones that you have to kind of coax along and kind of guide to have the kind of mindset that you'd like to have?
Yeah, it's called trust. And we've talked about this to our kids. When you have people on your teams that trust each other to be accountable, that trust each other to encourage each other and be good leaders, when you have trust among each other, you've got something special. So that's a common element, especially when they get to be seniors. They have to trust the process. They have to trust the system. They have to trust each other that they're going to be at practice every day, give maximum effort, and push each other. So what it really comes down to, just like any other entity in any organization, is the level of trust that everybody has.
One thing that Tim typically likes to always ask is about the numbers, and you said 124, but you'd like to have 140. Based on what you were expecting coming into the year, how did 124 meet with your expectations for the 2024 season?
Well, I thought we could get 130, so we fell a little short there. But, this is in spring here, and it's crazy because there's so much going on, especially for the girls. The girls have softball. They have track and field. There's a lot of club volleyball going on, which takes a few kids away here and there. So there's just a ton of things going on for girls swimming. We're demographically, we're sitting in a situation where it's a challenge to get kids out to your sport and do some things and be successful. So we feel okay where we're at. We'd like to see a few more kids out, obviously.
Coach, my question for you is just in terms, I guess, of coaching philosophy with you and your staff in terms of workouts and how you prepare the kids moving through the season. Maybe what the workout schedule looks like preseason, during season, and then as you move toward the latter part of the season, does much change?
Yeah, actually it does. So what I do, especially with the sprint group, is I break the season down into essentially four-week segments. So right now we're into what we call our early season, which we'll be in that for another week. And then we'll change our focus to a little bit more with our long sprinters, a little bit more into some speed endurance type things, a little bit harder workouts. And that's our mid-season part. And then when we get to the late season, we back it down just a little bit more. So that's kind of how we approach it.
Coach, you guys are going to be at the ESU High School Relays coming up on Friday. Kind of the rare opportunity for the community to see your track and field team at home. What would you say to community members that want to see this track and field team on Friday at Welch Stadium?
Well, I would tell them, hey, the meet's going to start at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
There is a gate fee. I can't remember right off the top of my head what that is. But the other good thing is you're going to see some great track and field. There's going to be some phenomenal athletes there from multiple different levels of teams. So what's unique about it, I'm glad they started doing this again, is there's going to be all levels of schools there. There's going to be 1A schools there. There's going to be 6A schools there. There's going to be 4A, 3A, all the way up. So those kids get a chance to compete. You're going to see some great athletes. The other thing is this will be the first event at the new track facility at ESU. So they just redid their track, and that'll be exciting to see.
It certainly will, and we're talking with Randy Wells. He is the head track and field coach for Emporia High. One thing that we got to ask you about while you're on here is the fact that you're going through this for the last time as the track and field coach. What was the decision-making process like for you that led you to come to the decision that this was the right time to step away from coaching the Spartan track and field program?
Well, I'd really not like to address that right now. That's kind of a personal preference thing, and I'd really not like to discuss that. You know, I'd rather talk about some kids. So I'm just enjoying the time with this group of kids. They're going to be special kids. They're going to do some great things down the road, and whatever endeavors they choose to do. I'd prefer to just not address that at all right now.
Well, in that case, Coach, a final question for you. What are your expectations for this Spartan track and field team for 2024?
Well, going in, we have kids go through an extensive goal-setting process. So we're hoping, and every one of them puts it on their goal sheet, try to qualify for the state meet. So everything that we do, we're thinking in terms of qualifying as many athletes as we can to get into the state track and field meet, because when you have depth there, then you've got a chance to score some points in different events. So we're hoping that we can qualify as many people as possible to the state meet, and that's really what it gets down to.
As he mentioned, the new track, you're going to be able to see that at Welch Stadium coming up. ESU relays are on Thursday for the Hornets track and field teams, and then the ESU high school relays are on Friday. So the first event, your first chance, will be next week, 2 o'clock on Friday. The Emporia, the ESU relays for the collegians, that time is to be announced. But that's coming up for you next week. Randy Wells is the head coach for Emporia High track and field. Coach, have a great rest of your season. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you guys. Enjoy the day.
Randy Wells, the Emporia High track and field coach on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio Line. We'll take our final time out and come back. We've got a Royals preview coming up that's very special. That's next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. And the fun is here right now. It's Chevy truck season, and that means you get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ 4x4 when you trade in an eligible Chevy model. Or get a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom as low as $45,745 with eligible trade-in. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw that you make up to $500. Remember, let our service professionals keep your vehicles running in top condition with our spring service specials. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event is right here, right now, at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, taxes and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Up next, This all came together so quickly, I thought I needed to preface this as to like, man, why is Dylan and Tim not on this interview at all? Well, I had made a request to see if we could get one of the voices of the Royals to come on. Obviously, we're a longtime Royals affiliate. How long have we been an affiliate of the Royals?
God, like, I can't. It's been since I've been here, and that tells you a lot. I've been here, you know, 30 some years.
So at least
years,
1,000 years.
Yeah, at least 1,000.
But yeah, it's been a long
before Christ.
Yeah.
So
yeah. There you go. So it's been a long time. Not that we would, you know, they would just send us announcers. I don't know if they used to have them on or not, but I thought that's something that I want to try to do if I'm going to be hosting the show. So I email up there, and Sam Mellinger, who was a longtime writer at the Kansas City Star, emails me back. And it's like, hey, can you talk to Denny Matthews today? And I had been in the production studio doing something. I came back. It was 30 minutes after the time that he had said. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to call and beg forgiveness. And lo and behold, Denny Matthews answers the phone. And so we talk.
Hey, Denny, how's it going?
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I love Denny. So, yeah, this all just came together. But it's still very timely as a Royals preview. So here's my conversation with Denny Matthews, the voice of the Royals, to preview 2024 Royals baseball.
Well, Denny, thanks so much for your time, and really appreciate it. Excited to talk with you about this Royals season, and how excited are you for another year of Royals baseball?
Well, here we go again, huh? It's it rolls around pretty quick. It comes at you very fast after the holidays, and here we go. It's not long between New Year's and spring training goes by quick and the end of the season.
How do you kind of go through the grind of a year-long season? Obviously, in college baseball, our baseball season after basketball, because we've got crossover season, it's so short, but you're with baseball. I mean, it's basically April to October. I know your schedule's not as long as it used to be, but still, it's a long broadcast year for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's a marathon, and anybody that's gone through it will tell you that. But it goes fast. After you get past opening day and the first series or two, then things really kind of fall into place, and you get into the rhythm of the season, and it goes fast. It really does. You think, you look at the schedule, and you think, oh boy, 162 games, but in the middle of August, you look around and say, this is going pretty quick, and before you know it, while you're in the playoffs, or you hope to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, certainly the Royals are hoping to be there this year. Voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews, is joining me here. Obviously, for Kansas City, it was a disappointing last season, 56-106, and last place in the American League Central in a year in which going in, Kansas City thought, you know, probably not quite ready to be there competing for a playoff berth, but should certainly be above 500. And that certainly didn't happen last year. What were the feelings around the clubhouse and the team about how last year went and maybe the areas where they were disappointed in what they didn't do to meet expectations a year ago?
Yeah, as you point out, the record obviously was very disappointing, but what you had to look at were some of the individuals who really made great strides last year and who improved a lot. And there were quite a few guys, position players primarily, who really, especially the last couple of months of the season, you'd say, boy, they've really improved from day one. And the big problem last year, of course, was the pitching staff, both bullpen and starters. And if you don't have a good starting rotation and a solid bullpen, you're not going to go anywhere anyway. And I guess we kind of proved that last year.
Certainly. And obviously, one of the big things that has been talked about this offseason, along with the stadium, which is probably the biggest story, and I'll ask you that in a second, but it's been all of this money that the team has put in. And I'm not a big finance guy. I like to watch the guys play. I don't get into the contracts and the GM kind of details. I don't know if you do, but it certainly feels like the pitching staff has commanded the bulk of the attention in terms of the, you know, whatever $100 million in free agent payroll that the team has added this offseason. In terms of what you've seen so far, you've seen a couple of spring training games. There's more spring training games to come. And like you said before we came on, they're all the same. But how do you feel like those pitching staff issues have been addressed in the offseason?
Well, some of the guys that have been acquired are proven, and that's a big plus. And it's the starting rotation to get you to the bullpen, because if your starters are not effective, it doesn't matter how good or bad your bullpen is, because if the starters can't give you five, six solid innings, keep you in the game, or at least give you a shot. It doesn't matter about the bullpen. So those are the key ingredients, as you point out. And I'm with you. I don't follow the, I don't have any idea whose contract is worth what. I'm really worried about my own. But year to year, so or wherever they whatever they offer. But no, I'm with you in regard to the improvement. It has to come from the mound, and if it does, you've got a shot. I don't think there's any world beaters in the Central Division. In fact, I don't think the team, there's no one team, let's put it this way, there's no one team in the Central Division, I don't think, that's going to grab the bull by the horns and say, we're going to run away with this thing. I'll be shocked if that happens. Now, you never know about baseball, we know that. But I would say the Royals, if they get decent pitching, our defense is very good. Do you think the offense is going to be better? The position players are good. Why, if you hang in there until the middle of August, then you look at the finish line and you got a shot.
Denny Matthews, my guest, the voice of the Royals, and obviously the one contract other than yours. Everybody in the Royals Nation wants your contract to be renewed, but certainly the Bobby Witt Jr. contract got a lot of attention, and deservedly so. Can you just speak, being up there in the Kansas City community? I mean, down here when I was living in Wichita last year, certainly here, Royals fans at Emporia are very excited, but there's just a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement about the length and certainly about what Bobby Witt Jr. could do to hopefully bring back the Royals to heights that they're not that far removed from.
Yeah, you're right, Blake, and it's a confirmation, I think, by management that we're going to make a conscious effort to get this team into contention, and that was just one of the first steps that they took, and I think he deserved it because of what he could possibly be. Now, what is that? How good can he possibly be? I mean, everybody has limitations. You can only be so good in whatever you're doing. Now, what's the ceiling for him? It's going to be exciting to find out. But if he continues to improve year to year as he has the first 2 years, why, you've got a superstar, and he can do everything. His defense is just really unbelievable at times. He's got a super strong arm. He has excellent power. There's really, you talk about the five-position player, and he's perfect. I mean, there's not much that he can't do. That's why it's going to be exciting to watch.
Is there one player this year that maybe isn't on people's radar, whether it's position, utility, or maybe it's just a bat in the lineup, that you feel like is going to make strides this year that maybe people aren't talking about enough here in February?
No, maybe Melendez, because he has ability. He's how good is he going to be in September versus now? And nobody knows. He doesn't know. How hard will he work? Will he stay healthy? Those are all viable questions. And if he stays healthy, if he works hard, takes full advantage of his great ability, then he could be an impact player. Vinny Pasquantino missed most of last year because of the injury, and he's healthy by all accounts. So, and that's a big bat and a good left-handed bat in the lineup. And if he can stay healthy and have a productive year and continue to improve, that's another big plus.
My guest is Denny Matthews, the voice of the Kansas City Royals, and obviously one guy that everybody loves to see is Salvador Perez. I am not shy about saying that he's my favorite player. He says the goal is to make it to the playoffs, and I just feel like in terms of being a match for Kansas City, I feel like he's fit in so well. He has that huge smile. He's always got a positive attitude, plays the game the right way, does such a great job with the pitchers, has such great moments in the playoff history, the you know, hit down the line in the playoffs that won the wild card. How integral has he been to the Royals, and how integral is he going to be to continue to kind of bridge from the previous era, which was a World Series winning era, to what the Royals hope will be another World Series era of contending for a postseason berth and title?
Yeah, don't you wonder how many of the young guys look to him and ask questions? I mean, if you've got a player like that, or if George Brett comes to spring training, which he does quite often, as a young player, maybe not even a major league player yet, maybe you're going to be in double A or triple A this year, why wouldn't you go up to those guys, and they're always acceptable to it, and ask questions, get some advice, get some answers, and wouldn't that give you a real boost to your career? I would think so. And they love to do it. Perez welcomes everybody. So does Brett. So do all the other. Dennis Leonard is usually in spring training, one of our all-time great pitchers. As a young pitcher, why wouldn't you go up to Dennis Leonard and talk to him for 10 or 15 minutes? And if you don't, why, you're really missing out on a sure thing, I think. But, yeah, you're right about Perez. He's just one of the all-time great Royals players, sure to be in the Royals Hall of Fame, maybe the big Hall of Fame, who knows?
Well, I think it's also the same for broadcasters. And part of the reason that I wanted to have you on was to pick your brain about things. And one of my favorite things that I steal without shame on my broadcast is talking about leadoff walks and your absolute disdain for the leadoff walk and how much it always seems to come back and bite you. Have you looked into any statistics on that? Because I'm not sure if it's actually true or not, but boy, it seems to really hurt and get around the bases when the walk happens to be to the leadoff guy.
Yeah, and not only me, but every guy who's ever managed a baseball game would tell you the same thing. It's amazing how that works. Yeah, it'll jump up and bite you every single time. Man, let's not be 100%, but I'll tell you what, more often than not. And when that happens, you can just feel it coming. You can see it coming.
The new stadium has been a huge topic of conversation. I'm sure it's even more so in Kansas City, where there's businesses and people, you know, people in Emporia, Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence. It's always just going to be a destination for them. But for you guys up in Kansas City and Kansas Cityans, there's also businesses and it's also a home that you're kind of altering and moving around. What's the reception been like to the design, to the location? How excited are people? I know there's some concerns. What's that landed like there in Kansas City?
I've heard opinions from A to Z, and everybody's got their own opinion on it. And there's good, there's bad, there's questions. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, and it's obviously a ways down the road. So, and I probably won't be concerned about it either way.
Sure.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it evolves. Let's just put it that way.
What's this era been like? There's a new GM, new coach trying to turn things around. What's that been like as they try to bridge the gap and bring the Royals back to, I guess, maybe respectability? Not that they're an unrespected team, but certainly not respected in terms of the standings compared to past years. How do you feel like that transition's been going?
Pretty good. J.J. Piccolo was, you talk about Perez being from the mid-teens when things were going very well. Well, J.J. Piccolo has been here since then. So there's that nice transition for him. And he's very good. I think J.J. is an excellent general manager, still learning on the job, but he was learning when Dayton Moore was here, and he was Dayton's number one guy. But, and the scouting department is solid. The development staff, by that I mean the major and the minor league coaches up and down the line, all the way down to rookie ball, is very good, very solid. And that's where it all starts. And the teams that have had long-term success, you'll see that their organization is solid from top to bottom, and that's what you need. If you've got gaps somewhere along the line, why, there's always going to be hiccups. But so far, so good, I think.
We're talking with Denny Matthews, the voice of the Royals, the longest, I think you're the longest tenured broadcaster still going right now as of the moment. And, you know, when I was driving to umpire baseball games in Topeka, I wasn't really interested in baseball on the radio that much. And I happened to flip over and you and Ryan were doing a game one day. I thought, man, this is kind of fun. I kind of like this. What's it been like to work with Ryan in all these years? And how do you feel like breaking in Jake went last year for you?
Well, I'm either going to break him in or break him down, and I don't know which way it's going to go, but no, it was pretty seamless, and it takes a little bit of time to, if a new guy sits down next to you, it takes a little bit of time, obviously, to get to know them. I mean, that just stands to reason, right? What's his sense of humor? What are his strengths with regard to broadcasting a baseball game? Is he good with the strategy? Is he good with, you know, what could happen in the seventh inning because of what happened in the fifth inning and how things go together in that regard? But Ryan and I hit it off immediately, and I'll tell you what, it's interesting to me, it's interesting to Ryan, how many people will come up to one or the two of us and they'll say, boy, I wish you guys did more radio games together. And of course, Ryan does mostly TV. He does 30, 35 games with me on radio, and he really adjusts his schedule accordingly. And we've really had fun together. It's just our backgrounds are so similar, and I think that's a big part of it. But he's great to work with. He has great knowledge. He understands my humor. I understand his. I can almost predict what he's going to say and vice versa. So it's a good matchup. I really enjoyed working with Jake. And I'd say by the time August, September rolled around last year, we were really beginning to understand each other. And it takes, as I said, it takes time. Well, you know, if you sit down with somebody and you're on the radio, What do they got for you? That's basically the question. What are you going to do in certain situations? And you learn and you adjust. I think that's the key.
Well, I think this is a perfect last question then. What are you going to do is what you just said. What are the Royals going to do? We just heard Salvador Perez, and he says that the goal, I mean, it was on the headline of the article I read here. They want to make the playoffs in 2024. Do you feel like that's a reasonable expectation? What are your expectations for the 2024 Kansas City Royals?
Well, there's a quote from, and I quote it very often, Louis Tiant, the old pitcher, said at one time, and it's so true, about baseball, you don't know nothing. And it's so true. I kind of chuckle at the magazines that come out, and the writers are putting down their predictions of who's going to finish first and third and fifth and seventh. And you think, okay, let's hang on to this thing, and now at the end of September, let's pull this thing out and see what it looks like. Do you take the NCAA basketball tournament and grab one of those brackets and fill it out as though you know what's going to happen? Have you ever done that?
I think a lot. I used to fill out multiple per year. That's how much I knew. I knew all the different scenarios. So I'd have to fill out like 10 or so.
How'd you go about it?
Normally,
it worked out for you?
Yeah, like normally one of them was really good, and then the rest I just pretended like they were somebody else's.
There you go. Yeah, well, about basketball, you don't know nothing. Predictions are garbage.
Denny Matthews, voice of the Royals. Denny, such a treat. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the season. And, of course, your home for Royals baseball all season long is right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 AM, KVOE, longtime home for the Royals Radio Network. And it certainly is proud to be again this year. Have a great season, Denny. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Blake. Great to chat with you. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I had wanted to talk to Denny for so many years in my career. It just never worked out. But to get to interview him like that was was pretty awesome. A lot of people have said, oh, Denny doesn't have the energy and all this stuff. You know, and listen, I'm not the guy that's going to say that new things aren't good and change can't happen and all that. But when it comes to Denny Matthews, why don't you just shut your mouth, is my opinion. I love Denny Matthews. I love the knowledge that he brings, his dry humor. I think he's fantastic.
Absolutely, and what an institution.
Oh, yeah.
In Kansas City. And you know, granted, he's not on the air for all 162 games, but you know, at his age, to be able to do 81 of them, or roughly half of them, I think is what he's at. But what a great ambassador for the Royals, and certainly just a great baseball announcer.
Either you guys with Salvador Perez that they're making the playoffs this year?
I'm not there yet.
Sure.
Let's put it that way.
And the season hasn't started. Doesn't matter. But, you know, Denny makes a good point that there's not really anybody in the Central you look at and say, well, they're going to win 100 games
Which,
this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Sean Thornton, who is our resident Royals expert.
Yeah, I would say so.
Didn't he say
57?
The Central.
57 what?
Wins.
That's what he's predicting for Kansas City this year?
No, I think he's in the 70s. I think he's in the 70s. Okay.
57, you're predicting another awful year.
Yeah, but like what Denny alluded to, the Central Division is just not very good. So is there a hope that they can contend in that division? I believe there is. I think I've heard Denny Matthews say before, usually you kind of know what a team's going to be all about after the first 40 games of the year. So get through 40 games of the regular season, we'll kind of see where they're at. And then maybe we can have a better idea of where they're gonna be. So
sure,
but yeah, certainly the additions they've made, particularly on the pitching staff, barring any injuries, obviously, God, they got to be better. I mean, how can you be much hard to worse? 56-106 is tough to beat. Yeah. So yeah, I'm positive they'll be better. That's about all I'll say.
I'll say the same. I think they push to get a playoff spot. If they do, it's a wild card spot.
Of course, yeah. Well, the Royals, I think they have a better chance of winning the Central than a wild card.
Yeah, because I doubt the Central will have a wild
Central ain't getting a wild card. No, yeah. I can't imagine.
Because you're probably going to have both wild cards out of the East or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, Royals, our next broadcast will be spring training. We'll have that for you on Monday at 6 o'clock, and then opening day. Believe it or not, it's 5 days away. It's the 28th, opening day, Royals-Twins, 2:30 p.m. pregame, 3:10 for the first pitch. We are going to carry that game for you, and then we will join the NCAA tournament coverage immediately following the Royals broadcast, because it's opening day. We can't miss opening day. That's absolute insanity. So that's the plan for next week for Royals baseball for opening day. Plenty to come up today here on the KVOE network of stations. And at 12:30, it'll be the NCAA tournament second round, KU versus Gonzaga on KVOE. 2:15 for the tip-off time, and that will be on KVOE, KU, and Gonzaga. Dylan will be at White Auditorium tonight for the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Classic, 5:50 pregame on Country 101.7. Girls tip at 6, boys to follow. Michael Dieker will be on the play-by-play. Give us a quick 30-second preview of what we can expect for this game tonight.
Some good area basketball players. 40, eight Emporia High kids. I'm excited to see one last time. Good basketball coming up. This is a fun event, and I'm excited for it tonight. I want to be in a good mood this tonight. So,
well, hopefully KU will help you with that.
That is exactly
hopefully
why, because I know Michael Dieker will bring it up in the open.
Sure.
With us.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Got final prep doing that. So.
Okay, so we'll have that for you on Country 101.7 coming up. Michael Dieker will be on the play-by-play, and Dylan will be working the sidelines and getting interviews with players and coaches. And then we'll join NCAA tournament coverage second round around 6 o'clock. If KU happens to get done late, we'll join just after. But around 6 p.m., we'll join Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament, and we'll have full quadruple header whip around coverage coming up on Sunday at 11 a.m. on KVOE. 11 a.m. for the start of Westwood One's coverage that will begin on Sunday. So that'll wrap it up for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to our guests, Coach Wells and Denny Matthews, of course, Stan Courtright in the penalty box. For Tim and Dylan, I'm Blake. This is KVOE Emporia, 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian authorities now say 135 people are confirmed dead after Friday's concert hall attack in Moscow, and the number could rise. ABC's Patrick Reivel has the latest from the foreign desk.
President Vladimir Putin has said Russia has detained all four of the suspected gunmen from the concert hall attack, as well as seven alleged accomplices. Putin said the men were arrested while trying to flee to Ukraine. ISIS has claimed responsibility, and the US says it shared intelligence with Moscow just weeks ago that the group was planning similar attacks.
President Biden's expected to sign a funding bill that keeps the government funded for the rest of the fiscal year. It's after the Senate passed the $1.2 trillion package early this morning. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington said after the vote,
"There were a lot of naysayers who didn't believe that this divided Congress could pass full-year appropriation bills."
It's primary day in Louisiana for Republicans and Democrats, and for Missouri Democrats. None of these races are in doubt, but that doesn't matter for Brenda Wheeler in Orleans Parish, Louisiana.
"I always exercise my right to vote, and I make sure my kids do the same thing."
The world has been reacting to the announcement from Kate, the Princess of Wales, that she is being treated for cancer. The 42-year-old mother of three said in a video released by BBC Studios on Friday,
"This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family."
She said it was discovered after abdominal surgery in January, and she's now undergoing preventative chemotherapy. The FBI sent a letter to passengers on the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX flight that lost a door plug in mid-flight in January that they may be the victims of a crime. You're listening to ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Israel rejected the U.S. call to stop the planned raid on Rafah. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest from Israel.
Israel is still involved in this now six-day-long raid at Al-Shifa Hospital's Gaza's largest. Palestinian sources telling us that dozens of people have been killed. Israel saying that it has detained over 800 suspected Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. And I'm told from a senior Israeli source that this may be one of the most successful campaigns of the entire war so far for Israel.
Two people are dead after a multi-vehicle crash involving a school bus and concrete truck outside of Austin, Texas.
It was a school bus full of mainly children in pre-kindergarten on a field trip to a zoo. Just before 2 p.m., it was hit by a concrete truck coming from the other direction. Kevin Parker is division chief for Austin Travis County EMS.
I can tell you that we evaluated 53 total patients. Two of them, as we spoke of, were deceased.
A little boy on the bus died, as did an adult man in a vehicle behind the bus that was also involved. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The owner of the NBA's Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals wants to build a $2 billion arena in Alexandria, Virginia, and move the teams out of D.C. But the D.C. Attorney General says the lease requires the teams to play their games in the downtown of the city through 2047. Meanwhile, the planned new arena stalled in the Virginia legislature. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Good morning, happy Saturday. My name is Dan Courtright. Stay tuned. I got music queued up for you throughout this hour before joining Around the House at 10 o'clock. And stay tuned at 12:30. We're joining pregame coverage of KU facing off against Gonzaga in the round of 32 of the NCAA Championship. But first, before I get to any of that, it's time for a check of the KVOE forecast from the TV13 weather team. The KVOE forecast is brought to you by Bungie North America, enhancing lives by improving the global agribusiness and food production chain. For today, be expecting mostly cloudy skies with a high near 53. Tonight, a 10% chance of rain after 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 43. Tomorrow, it's going to be rainy with a high near 59 tomorrow night. Rain, possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m. with a low of around 44. Monday, 10% chance of rain before 7 a.m. Mostly sunny and a high near 55.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and